It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm proud to be your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. Well, the Colts open an important stretch of the season, maybe the most important stretch of the season. Three straight games against all of them AFC South opponents. So three straight in the AFC South. They're home against Jacksonville this Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Then they go to Houston for that Thursday night game. That's going to be on November 21st. And then they're home against Tennessee. So they've got Jacksonville, then Houston, then Tennessee, back to back to back. And the standings right now, Houston's leading the way in the AFC South. They're 6-3 after the Colts' disappointing and frustrating loss to Miami last Sunday. The Colts are sitting at 5-4, then the Titans are 5-5, and the Jags are 4-5. So really, the AFC South is really anybody's to win at this point, and the Colts have a lot to say about that over the next 3 weeks. College football, IU, how about them? They're in the AP polls. They're up to number 24 in the rankings. Marion won again. They're number 2 in the NAIA poll. They beat Indiana Wesleyan last week, 33-21. They closed the regular season on the road this week. And in high school football, congratulations to all the sectional champions. Still kicking in 5A Cathedral. They play New Pal Friday night. Ron Colley still kicking in 4A. They play Mount Vernon. Chittard in 3A. They play Fort Wayne Concordia. And also in 1A, Lafayette Central Catholic. They are sectional champs. And now turning our attention to the 6A, Ben Davis, sectional champs again. And it's my pleasure to welcome their head coach, Jason Simmons, to Catholic Sports Weekly. Congratulations, Coach. Good to see Ben Davis back as a sectional champ.
You know, well, I certainly appreciate that. After last year going 3-7 in a kind of un-Ben Davis way and then starting the season out 1-3, you know, I think the sectional championship really speaks to our senior leadership and the job that our assistant coaches have done all year long. We just kept showing up and talking to our guys about getting better every day, trying to win the day, and you know, our guys have done that. You know, we still feel like we can get better. Still feel like we're getting better as a football team, and really that's driven by our coaching staff and our senior leadership.
Well, one reason why I wanted to get you on is because of that. Just your story is a real great test of perseverance. With, you know, when you went to Ben Davis and you left Noblesville and you went there, this is now just your second season. But last year, like you said, was a 3-7 year that was very un-Ben Davis. But a lot of people didn't realize the story about how many guys, and you guys that had left, right before you got there, guys who were senior and moved on, and how many of those guys are playing like D1 football now. So how did you kind of rebuild it so quickly?
Well, you know, I think so much of it is when you're in an opportunity to take over at a place like Ben Davis, the program structure's in place. So it's not like you have to come in and really build a program. What you have to do is you have to come in, you have to invest in the kids, you have to build relationships, and you have to work to grow together. I think what last year was, you know, it was a year of growing pains, right, wrong, or indifferent. I still feel like we were better than our record, but you know, as we all know, you are what your record is. So, you know, for us, I felt like, you know, we just had to continue to work to grow as people, learn to trust each other, learn to invest in each other, and really we had to become more disciplined as a football team on top of that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, part of building that trust and building that relationship is, hey, we're going to put you in the right spot. You don't have to freelance. You don't have to go out and go do your own thing. And, you know, I think as that trust has grown, that our level of discipline and our level of execution has grown as well.
Yeah, you guys at Ben Davis have been through such a kind of a whirlwind of emotions since you took place, and some things happening off the field that, you know, you can't control. But tell me how important football is at Ben Davis to these kids. I mean, how it can keep them, on the right path, and how you as a leader can help control not what necessarily they're doing now as a 17 or 18 year old, but the kind of man they can become when they're a 30 year old. How much do you buy into that as your mission to be the coach at Ben Davis?
Well, I think it's a huge part of our mission from the standpoint of just growing them as people. And football is the ultimate team game when it comes to developing life lessons and trying to extract life lessons from it. You know, when we were 1-3 and people were writing us off, you know, it was an opportunity for us to talk to our guys about your friend circle. Yeah. Like, you know who your true friends are right now. It's not guys that are just trying to pluck stuff from you or hang around and just hang on just because you're having success. Like, the people that are texting you right now, telling you to keep your head up or keep working, the people that want to talk to you in the hallway, those are your true friends. And when you get older in life, you need to make sure that you understand how to read people. And, you know, so there's that piece of it. There's that perseverance piece of getting off the mat and going to work every day, even when things aren't necessarily going your way, because you don't know when that big break's going to come. And so, just, you know, the lesson in perseverance. And really, you know, the other part is, you know, we talk to our guys every day about just work, just outwork people. Because in life, if you're willing to outwork people and you're going to stay in the race and you treat people the right way, the ball's going to bounce your way. And, you know, the ball's bounced our way a couple of different times this year that's allowed us to go out and win ball games and play well. And, you know, I do think it's a byproduct of the life lessons that we're trying to embed in what we do day in and day out from a practice standpoint.
Yeah, we're talking with Jason Simmons, head football coach at Ben Davis. They're sectional champs. You host Zionsville this Friday night in the regional. Last two games, you guys have scored 107 points. Is that all? I didn't see any kind of numbers on it or anything. Was that all offense, or did the defense score for you guys? And tell me a little bit about these last two wins.
Well, I really feel like the last two wins have kind of been a reflection of who we are and who we have become as a football team. We played really well defensively. We've taken the ball away. We have 7 takeaways in the last 2 weeks, and that has set our offense up to go score 107 points. You know, we've scored those in the kicking game and with our offense. And I do think it's a byproduct of getting out, starting fast. It's a byproduct of the work that our kids put in and day out to be prepared. And it was a byproduct, really, of us just, you know, playing our brand of football. You know, we talk about playing the Ben Davis standard every day, and we were fortunate enough to be able to do that here these last 2 weeks. And so, you know, we traveled to Zionsville on Friday.
Oh, at Zionsville. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Okay.
No, that's okay. At Zionsville. We're going to have our hands full there. You know, you look at the job that Coach Turnquist has done, and he's done a really nice job with those guys. They're as hot as anybody in 6A. And so for us, you know, we have to continue to work at the level that we worked. We've got to prepare at the level that we've been preparing at, and we got to do everything in our power to be ready on Friday when we go up there.
Yeah. What do you guys, your defenses, you've always been kind of a guy that really, starts with defense, and is that where you guys are the best right now? You're flying around the football and making plays?
We certainly feel like our defensive line sets the tone for our entire football team. We feel like that. We feel like our defensive line, the talent level, the toughness level, how they work and prepare has made our offensive line better day in and day out throughout the season. You know, we spend a lot of time going ones-on-ones, whether it's a drill period or whether it's in the team setting. And we feel like our defensive line has made our offensive line better, which has made our offense better. And we feel like our defensive line has put our linebackers and secondary in a lot of different positions to go make plays. And so for us, we definitely start with our defense, and it starts on our defensive line with us.
Yeah. Talking with Jason Simmons, head coach of Ben Davis. They go to Zionsville this Friday in the regional championship. Tell me a little bit about you touched on it a minute ago, but there's a part of me that kind of thinks, and you can disagree or agree, that you are kind of in the place where you are, where you need to be. That Ben Davis is where Jason Simmons needs to be right now because of the character issue, because of trying to grow that community. Do you agree or disagree?
Love it here. You know, this is, I'm fortunate. Not very many people can say they've been hired someplace 3 times.
Yeah.
I came here in 2006 as a young assistant coach who, brought a lot of different experiences with me from when I was at Hamilton Heights, and was here for 3 years, left to go be a head coach, to take a head coaching job. They called and asked me to come back and be the assistant athletic director. So I did that for 2 years, missed coaching football day in and day out, missed being around a team day in and day out, even though I was around 300 other athletes. It just wasn't me at that point. And so had the opportunity to get back into football at Noblesville, and was fortunate enough to grow there. Worked with great people, and then when the head job opened here and we had conversations about it, just felt like it was the right place for me. And so, you know, to be here and to be able to work day in and day out here at Ben Davis, and to be around the kids that we have at Ben Davis, it's truly a blessing. You know, I walked into the field house yesterday morning as the sun was coming up, and you know, it was a good reminder of how blessed I am to be able to walk in, watch a beautiful sunrise on a beautiful Sunday morning, and have an opportunity to be one of 48 coaching staffs that gets to go coach football today.
Yeah, it is good, and I really am proud of what you're doing over there, and it's great to see Ben Davis back as a sectional champ. Real quickly, Tom Allen, an old friend of yours, you said he hired you first at Ben Davis?
He hired me. He was the head football coach here in 2006 when I got hired at Ben Davis the first time.
Wow.
And so it's been awesome to see Indiana football have that kind of, you know, when I was coming out of high school, Indiana football was going to a bowl game every year back in the early 90s with Coach Mallory.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew Indiana football as a 6-7 win team, going to the Copper Bowl, and, you know, they were doing really good things back then. And, you know, it's a program that I've stayed in touch with, obviously being an Indiana kid growing up on the south side of Indianapolis. You know, you pay attention to Indiana, to Purdue, to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, for Terry Heppner to take over, who I played for at Miami of Ohio. And so, you know, there's always been a connection to Indiana football for me. And then, you know, Coach Wilson, who I played for at Miami of Ohio, was the head coach at IU. And then, obviously, with Tom being there now, it's still that home state program along with Purdue and Notre Dame. And so, you know, I'm certainly excited for Coach Allen. And certainly excited for their coaching staff and excited for that program. You know, it's brought a lot of buzz, and they've worked to earn it. And you know, certainly excited about seeing how the season finishes for them. Fortunate enough to have a couple of players that I coached at Noblesville on that team. There's been Davis players on that team, and so it's easy to root for them right now, for sure.
Yeah. One thing about Tom, and you guys are very similar in your makeup as far as it really is faith first. I mean, he really wears his faith on his sleeve, and you do too, as far as a guy who believes that is such an integral part in developing the young man. And speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, no question. I was fortunate to grow up, you know, on the south side of Indianapolis and spent 12 years in Catholic schools. And, you know, so it's been deeply rooted in me. And, you know, I think through that faith piece is the character piece. It's how you treat people. It's what you invest in other people to give yourself an opportunity to grow. And it's truly understanding, you know, just trying to keep things in the proper priority line, you know. And it's easy to get consumed in just football when that's what you do in the fall. But, you know, really it's about people, it's about life, and it's about that faith component as well.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, Jason Simmons, head coach of Ben Davis, go get him this week to Zionsville for the regional championship. Good luck and have fun. Thanks for joining us here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Appreciate you having me on, Will. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Jason Simmons. We're going to take a break. We'll continue with Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They're looking for workers. They still can get you up on a roof and go to work. AAARoofingCompany.com is the place to go, and then click on jobs. 21ology.com, also an underwriter. Now it's time to talk a little basketball. We talked a lot of football in the first segment of the show. Now let's turn our attention to indoors, which is a good place to be this time of year, and welcome Marion University men's basketball coach Scott Heddy to the program. Scott, welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Will. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, so good to have you on, and always good to talk with you. And now in your third season at Marion, I mean, that's gone by in a blink of an eye, isn't it? Can you believe this is now your third season?
You know, it does seem like it's gone, you know, relatively fast. Obviously, we've been really busy getting things going with the program. But, yeah, it just doesn't seem like too long ago we were, you know, just making that decision to go to Marion, but no, it's been great. It's been a it has been good. It's probably because it's gone so fast. It's probably because, you know, it's been really good.
Yeah, and I know you guys are in still kind of what you would call a relatively new arena. It's been now up for about a year. You played in it last season, correct? And this will be the second season. Basically, same spot. If people don't know Marion at all, it's just a bigger version of the old self that's just squeaky and clean and looks great. And I'm sure for you it's been a really good recruiting tool to walk people into that arena now, huh?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. You know, the upgrades, they've been tremendous. And obviously the arena is pretty much almost double the size with seating and just the space. And it, you know, it's basically a brand new arena. And then, but it, you know, new locker rooms, new training rooms, you know, just a state of the art weight room. I mean, we have a Division I caliber, you know, weight room with, for a strength coach and three assistants. So, it's a great setup, from a facility standpoint. We've, made great progress, and from a recruiting standpoint, it's going to really help.
Yeah, when you look at your roster, you've got a couple kids from Carmel, some kid named Luke Hetty on there. he's on there. He's missed two free throws already. What's up with that? I caught coach's kid. He's not supposed to miss any free throws.
Exactly right, and he's heard about it. There's no question about that.
And then of course Roncalli, Frankfurt, Chittard, they all dot the line. Then you've got some D1 transfers. I would imagine that now you kind of look at Marion and where it is as far as recruiting at the level you guys are on, you feel like you can go get about anybody, right? It's kind of wide open as to the kind of kid you're recruiting, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we have to, obviously our coaches, you know, we have to do our homework and identify those players that, one, you know, can play at this level, because, you know, the Crossroads League is rated as the number one NAIA conference in the country. So, you know, we've got to recruit a player, number one, that can compete in our league. But I think other than that, you know, we really look at, you know, character, really talk to the high school coaches a lot, and just, you know, try to, you know, get a lot of information about the, you know, the player as a person, as a student, you know, as a leader, because those are the things that are important to us. You know, you got to have a certain amount of talent, but we really believe that, you know, what can put you over the top is having a team that, you know, if you can recruit guys that, you know, are going to be coachable, are going to buy in, be great teammates, you know, have a positive attitude, and then just take in the entire experience at Marion, not just the basketball, but, you know, the academics, the social, the spiritual, the whole piece. You know, those are the kind of guys we really look for, and those are the kind of guys we feel like can you know, keep us at a high level.
Yeah, I think, like you said, if you get the kind of kid with that kind of character, then what's around him there at Marion, he can do nothing but succeed, right? Because if he comes in ahead of the game as far as the character, then he's just going to blossom.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about building a culture. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, and you can bring in those kind of guys, and that's basically, you know, that's your culture. That's how you build a culture, and you know, you set high expectations, and you've recruited guys that are going to try to meet those things. So, you know, I think that's really important. It's you got to have a certain amount of talent on your roster, but I think just as important are all the other things, and that's what we have.
Yeah.
That's I think why we've been fortunate here and achieved a, you know, a high level of success relatively quickly is, from a recruiting standpoint, we've been able to recruit those kind of guys.
Yeah. Well, depending on when you're listening to this show, for our listeners, Marion's home Tuesday and Thursday this week. So if it's early in the week, there's still a chance to get out and catch the Knights in action. But tell me about this team. There's lots of home games, of course, left. You guys are really just getting started. What do you like about this particular team this year?
Well, you know, we lost three graduated, really three really good players from our team last year, our three leading scorers. Wes Stowers was the all-time leading scorer and assist man at Marion. And then Reggie Casanlaw, who is our 7-foot center, who is playing overseas currently in Greece. And, you know, T.J. Henderson, who is also playing overseas. So those were the three guys we lost. Almost 60 points a game,
wow.
About
tough.
25 rebounds, or 22 rebounds, two leaders and assists. So there was a big void there from a standpoint, just minutes and production. We weren't going to replace any of those guys with any one individual. We knew that. So we just kind of talked a lot about collectively as a team, you know, we have to, you know, that's how we make it up. And so we're deeper. I believe we have a deeper team. We'll play 10, 11 guys.
Wow.
Now the challenge of that is getting them to accept that. And, you know, instead of, you know, having a four or five guys that are playing 30, you know, 2 to 35 minutes like we did last year, you know, the minutes are going to be a little bit more spread out and even. So, you know, that's going to take a little time to get used to guys, you know, just in and out in the lineup. But they've adjusted that pretty well. So our depth, I think, is really a positive. We have a lot of guys that can score. We're probably not going to have, you know, those like we did last year. We knew those two or three guys were going to lead us in scoring and get 20, 25 a night.
Yeah,
that's probably not going to happen. It could be one night. It could be Sterling Brown with 20, 22, and then the next night, you know, he may get 8 or 10, and somebody else may get 20, 22. And so as long as we're okay with that, you know, sometimes it's, you know, and I think our guys are.
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to the kind of guys you recruited, and, you know, they're great teammates. They're all about the program. They're all about winning. And, you know, there's not a lot of individual goals out there when our guys walk out on the floor. So I think they're going to, you know, adapt to that. But Cam Walter and Sterling Brown, Cam Walter from Fisher, Sterling Brown from Carmel, those are our two returning starters. And then we have Christian Stewart from Roncalli, John Conwo, who was a Division I transfer last year, Luke Goman from Floyd Central, and Hayden Lane Cable, who played at Morristown a couple years ago on their state championship team.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the key returners from last year. All those guys, Cam and Sterling started, and the other four came off the bench. So we returned those six as a good core.
Oh, that's a great core, then, yeah.
Yeah, and so we felt like, you know, we've got a good base. And that's kind of those are our six returners. And then Luke Hedy was our only freshman that we brought in because we had a couple of red shirts that are basically now freshmen. Christian Harvey from Richmond, who averaged actually 27 points a game his senior year in high school 2 years ago. And Declan Corinthus is from Cleveland. So those were two red shirts. So those are our three freshmen. And then we brought in three transfers, Nick Rogers, actually two transfers, Nick Rogers from IUPUI, and Tyree Johnson, who played at North Central and is a junior college transfer.
Okay.
So those are our 12. And then we have Sam Guyman, who's from Chittard, who's would have been a senior. He's going to redshirt this year.
Okay.
So that's our 13-man roster. So most of the guys are Indiana guys, you know, I think all but maybe two or three. So. That's where our recruiting starts, Central Indiana and the state of Indiana. And I think we've got not just a talented roster, but just a great group of guys.
Well, it sounds like it. And I'm really wishing you the very best. And I know when you got, you know, Steve Downing is your boss and Katie Gerald's over there running the women's program, there's a success model that works at Marion. And I'm sure you're just trying to keep dialing away at that. And, you know, the goal there is to win a national championship. And you're thinking, wait a minute, well, let's first win our conference. Right.
Well, when we started, you know, 3 years ago, you know, we talked that this is not a 2 or 3 year
yeah.
plan. You know, we want to win right away, and we felt like we could. But it's not just, you know, we've been fortunate. 2 years ago, we were in the Elite Eight. Last
yep.
year, in the Final Four of the national tournament. You know, we've won 150 games over 2 years.
Wow.
So that's the, you know, that's the most successful 2 years in the history of the program. But what I really am probably most proud about our program is not just what we've done, but how we've been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got good kids that do the right things. They're doing great academically. You know, they're trying to be better. You know, we tell them all the time, there's three things. Be the best person you can be the best student you can be, and be the best teammate you can be. And then really, we want them obviously to at some point, you know, take leadership roles. And if you're doing those things, your improvement as a basketball player is probably going to double because you're taking care of all those other things and you're working hard in your life. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what we emphasize, and our guys really take to that. And so it's not just the wins, it's how we're doing it, and that's what I feel really good about. And yeah, you're right, the expectations are high, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, because that's, as a coach, that's where you want to be. Yeah. You want to be somewhere where the expectations are high, and it's really important to the people there. And obviously at Marion, you know, Steve Downing sets extremely high expectations, and President Elsner as well. And I wouldn't want it any different. Yep. And national championships are absolutely the goal.
That's the way it should be. Well, Scott, thank you very much. Scott Heddy, head basketball coach at Marion University, the men's basketball program, off and running for a brand new season. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. I know we haven't talked Pacers at all, well, not much this year. They're getting started, and actually the last few games at the time of this recording, they're playing better basketball. The Pacers are starting to catch on. I'm really not sure what kind of team this is going to be. It's really interesting. When Victor Oladipo gets back, they'll be a lot better team, but it'll be interesting to see what they develop into. They're home this week, Tuesday and Saturday. A nice home stretch coming up around the holidays. The Pacers will be home November 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. Thanks to our guests today, Jason Simmons and also Scott Heddy. Real quickly, high school football regional teams that are playing this week: Cathedral in the 5A, Roncalli 4A, Chittard in 3A, and also Lafayette Central Catholic in the 1A. So get out there and support the kids and enjoy the sports. We do appreciate you listening to Catholic Sports Weekly. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.